This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Monday edition.
Case of the Mondays.
Of Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join in the conversation, get on the air and talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've got, well, a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. The title of the show tonight, however, is Please Cancel Culture. Because, well, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. You know, this whole thing where folks are just getting canceled and deplatformed left and right.
What now? Who got deplatformed now?
Well, the lead article we have tonight is, are you familiar with Rowan Atkinson, the actor?
Yeah, Mr. Bean, Blackadder. Yeah.
So, this from Insider.com, Mr. Bean actor Rowan Atkinson compares cancel culture to medieval mob looking for someone to burn.
Except without any of the, you know, bravery that might be involved in actually having to capture someone and burn them.
Yeah. I've got another article.
That's why they usually went after girls.
Yeah.
I've got another bit from the Evening Standard. And publishers themselves are afraid to even comment on cancel culture. So that tells you how powerful cancel culture actually is these days. We've also got a Nevada bill would seem to allow tech companies to create governments, and then within that, Blockchain LLC, which is based in Nevada, is set to become a government.
I don't know. Does it say specifically tech companies are able to?
Correct, yes.
Okay, how do they differentiate that?
That's
kind of strange, because I'll tell you what, the Church of the Invisible Hand would definitely love to buy a piece of land and be the only government on that land, because we wouldn't do it. We're way too lazy.
Well, and tech is so pervasive, so prevalent in society across all around the globe, unless you're a flat earther.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could be a
flat earther convention brought participants from all around the globe.
you could be a pizza company and be a tech company at this point in space and time. You
know, yeah, that's true. So, I mean, I guess we're a church and a tech company, so why not?
You're either changing or you're dying.
Also on deck is this article from the Seattle Times where Seattle claims they've opened their live music venues, but once you dig into it, you're like, no.
Seattle says that?
Well,
the whole town?
The city, yeah.
The city that just...
Because they've...
Do they say it with one voice? Do they say it in unison? Do they chant?
They probably do.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
I can see them doing that. It's Seattle, you know.
Also, I've got a story out of Pennsylvania. Another cop molests a teen girl that he met while answering an attempted suicide call.
Isn't that special?
And this was...
Was it her?
From one of our...
That tried to kill herself?
It was, yeah.
So, oh, good God.
Yeah. And then one of our other hosts, who's not here tonight, shared this. Some students have been arrested for sharing the United States Constitution.
Oh, yeah, I know those guys.
So we've got all that and more on deck for you tonight. We'll see how much of it we get to, but we'll, of course, post all of this to our social media channels. So if you're following that, you can... How do they get on the our Mastodon?
Social.freetalklive.com.
Thank you. Oh, it's right here in front of me on this handy chart you've made for us hosts. So we wouldn't forget things like that.
Yeah, my handwriting's not that good, though.
I appreciate your attention to detail. So kicking things off, Mr. Bean is a funny show. And
don't we have Derek J there?
Oh, we do. That's right. Before we kick off, let's go to Derek J. Hey, Derek J.
No, Mr. Bean, let's do that. I love that guy. He's so fun, and he's said a lot of great things about free speech over the years.
Really?
People look him up on YouTube. He's got a serious bent to him. He places free speech in the second place spot of most important rights. Food is most important, free speech is second most important, and third is housing. Like, he's like, nope, it's more important than a roof over your head. You got to be able to say what's on your mind. And, yeah, I love that guy. So, but what I called about was ForkFest. ForkFest is coming.
Ooh, yeah.
And I called Rogers Campground to book my site. It's happening June 20th to July 5th. And if you book your site now, you can get pretty much whatever one you want. And before you even do that, like, you know, it's hard to book at Rogers. You have to, like, call someone on the phone. You have to get them at the right time. But, you know, what's easy to do is to go to ForkFest.com and just put yourself on the site. Because last time I called in, it was just this stupid Google form that you, like, put in a number and your campsite name. But now it's all interactive. Remember I teased that I was doing geolocating? So, like, you can actually find your campsite on a real looking map, like a satellite style map. Well, if you go there now, and you should, maybe your web browser's cached or whatever, so you might, you know, it might show the same site as before. But if you haven't been there before, ForkFest.com, you could just add yourself right onto the map, put your name and your campsite number, and then you'll show up green. So people know you're there. And then, you know, if you want to know who else is there, click on list of vendors, and then you can see who else is partying with you at ForkFest.
Oh, wow, man.
Wow. Can you pay in crypto?
For what?
For your campsite.
You know, you should be able to do that. So, what I wish was the case was that you go to ForkFest.com and you book your site. You know, you just pick whatever one you want, you see what's available, and you pay in Bitcoin or whatever you like to use. And it's just done. Someone takes care of it for you. We're not there yet.
Okay.
This is how far we are. But, yeah, I see that as the way this is going. Because it's so painful right now. It's so communist, actually, the way it works. They're all the same price. And that shouldn't be that way. And, like, it doesn't matter what time you pick your site. There's no negotiation. There's no, like, there should be, like, an auction for certain campsites or something, you know, so they get the most money.
Right.
So whoever thinks they can make the most money at that site actually gets it.
So, well, ForkFest.com could buy the campground, and then it could do all those things.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be smart for ForkFest.com to just, like, do, just to
I thought it was
do
Fork
the bookings
Fest.
For
Party.
People. Oh, no. ForkFest.party is awesome. People should
no,
go there for, like,
site.
Everything
okay.
ForkFest related.
There's two ForkFest sites now.
Groovy.
Yeah. Well, ForkFest, they don't replace
the
each
Fork
other.
The ForkFest site is different. Forked.
Well, it never forked. Okay. There was always, you know, the open invitation for other people to have sites.
Hey, Derek,
yeah.
I think I did it right. I went to ForkFest.com, and I see
no way.
The map, and I see some campsites that appear to be green circles.
And did you add yourself?
I did not.
Oh, why not?
You
could do it right now.
Well, I don't have a campsite yet.
Oh, just pick one.
Well,
whatever one you want.
I may go the hoity route and do a hotel room. I don't know.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I haven't decided
Well,
yet.
Is Free Talk Live going to be there?
Yeah, we are, but we haven't, like, locked down the site yet, so I wouldn't want to submit something if I haven't locked the site down 100%. So once that's done, then we'll add. So obviously the first user experience feedback here, Derek J., is you can't click on the campsites. That's the thing I tried to do, and it didn't do anything. So I'm guessing that's coming, do you think, where if you, like, click on an occupied site, it'll show you who's there?
Yeah, exactly. I haven't figured that out yet. We have list of vendors. You can click on list of vendors and see
that's cool.
there. But I can't figure out how yet to make the clicky thing pop up with something fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I see Space Disco.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Space Disco's at Site 57, so the big dome is going to be where it was last year.
Did I hear the dome's getting an upgrade of some sort?
Yeah, get this. So last year and the year before, we had like a big blue tarp that we got at Home Depot. And this year, we ordered a special designed white on the outside, black on the inside tarp. So it's going to be all dark inside, but like it'll stay cool because it reflects the sun. That's it's going to be great. Cool.
Hey, you got more to say? You want to hang out?
No, that's it. Porkfest.com.
Awesome.
Thanks, Derek.
Appreciate it, Derek. Take care. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. The telephone number you need, the 10 digits for freedom, are 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation and get on the air to talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
and Ian.
And nobody.
And I just wanted to give another shout-out to Derek J. for his call about what he's done with ForkFest.com. And those guys are pretty cool. They're Derek J. is with the AnyPay crew.
Yeah,
and
love
it. They do a lot of really cool stuff, so we appreciate that. But swinging back to Mr. Bean. He's in the headlines. Mr. Bean actor Rowan Atkinson compares cancel culture to a medieval mob looking for someone to burn.
Wow. They're going to be upset about that. I hope they don't flick the bean.
or spill it.
Yeah. Right,
yeah. A British actor and comedian Rowan Atkinson has become the latest celebrity to criticize so-called cancel culture. During an extensive interview with Radio Times, Atkinson, who is best known for his satirical Mr. Bean character, said cancel culture was eroding freedom of speech and made him fearful for the future. It's important that we're exposed to a wide spectrum of opinion, but what we have now is the digital equivalent of the medieval mob roaming the streets looking for someone to burn, he said. So it is scary for anyone who's a victim of that mob, and it fills me with fear about the future.
Well, the best thing you can do is take action, okay? So don't wait around for, you know, some big tech company to decide that they don't want you anymore and,
right,
you know, cancel, or some mob to come after you on the internet and demand that you be canceled. Go ahead and secure independent means of communication now. If you know, social media is valuable to you, you ought to be doing something like a Mastodon instance. You can run your own if you've got the chops, or if you know somebody who's got the chops. If not, you can join one of thousands existing out there, and that gives you a heck of a lot more security over social media posts. YouTube channels, get over on Library, LBRY.com.
Library's great.
That gives you, basically, you can't be touched at that point. It's amazing.
Oh, and I heard Parler's back online today.
That doesn't impress me, but okay, for them.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, there are alternatives to social media.
Yeah, but it's just another centralized platform, though. Parler, yeah, that's exactly what Parler is. It's just another
company. Well, no wonder
company.
I don't belong to it.
If it wasn't all centralized, they wouldn't have been able to kick it off.
Right. Now, again, Mastodon is also technically centralized in that there are central servers that you connect to.
Right.
However, it's also polycentric in that there are thousands of them. So,
yeah,
you know.
So technically it's polycentric.
Correct.
And then, of course, we've got Mastodon. There's Telegram, which...
centralized service.
It's centralized, but it's
run
still
by a Russian anarchist, so right, it's better than some of the other centralized services. We've used it successfully here for a long time, but, you know, Matrix is your better option if you want more decentralization of chat. And we've got a Matrix server over at chat.freetalklive.com, and then we have our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive.com. So, you know, we've launched the tools. You can do it yourself if you want to, and, you know, the tools are out there, and they're pretty darn good at this point. So that's something you can do. You can take action right now, and then use your existing social media or big tech, you know, media accounts, like your YouTube channel, to promote your library. Use it to promote your Mastodon account, and get the word out before they pull the plug. You know, if Donald Trump, for instance, had done that, you know, if he had gone ahead and launched Trump.com social or whatever,
right, yeah,
you know, he'd have been sitting pretty,
yeah,
when Twitter
came
along.
King of the Hill, for sure, yeah. Is there a social media site, like a meta social media site that I can join that will join me up to all the social media sites?
I don't think so. No.
Not yet.
Developers, get on it. At any rate, the 66-year-old actor, Rowan Atkinson, who is also known for his role in the satirical Johnny English films, as well as his long-standing collaborations with writer Richard Curtis, blamed social media companies and their algorithms for creating a binary and toxic environment online. The problem we have online is that an algorithm decides what we want to see, which ends up creating simplistic binary views of society, he said. it becomes a case of either you're with us or against us. And if you're against us, you deserve to be canceled. And, I mean, that seems to be the case, yeah. Right? We saw that with Kara, I forget her last name. She's in The Mandalorian. We spoke about it on Saturday's show?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And she was canceled for just calling to the attention the history of how government actually got the public to really sort of hate the Jews, and that's how it was easy for them to round them up, because they had published so much propaganda about it that their neighbors were the ones beating, the neighbors were the ones, you know what I mean, you know, shouting at them in the streets and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, when the...
And they've been trying to do the same thing to libertarians and conservatives.
Exactly. So, you know,
mostly conservatives, but it spills over on libertarians because... You know, people don't understand that even more than two views exist. I was I was arguing with this idiot nurse in New York over Twitter. And we were arguing about masks, and then I said something about the vaccine, and he was like, "Well, didn't your dear leader bring in the vaccine?" And I was like, "Joe Jorgensen? I don't think she had anything to do with the vaccine."
Who was he referring to? Trump?
Yeah, he assumed I was a Trump supporter because I disagreed with him on, you know, whether a piece of cloth over my mouth was going to protect me against a virus that doesn't even seem to exist in Keene.
Trump supported masks. He wore them.
Yeah. But if you differ from the orthodoxy in anything, that's why they immediately paint you as a Trump supporter, and that's why they had to so carefully spread the lie that Trump was a racist. And I never got that impression from him.
That's what Mr. Bean is saying here, Rowan Atkinson. He's saying, you know, it ends up creating a simplistic binary view of society. And that's precisely what we have. Mm-hmm. You know, during the election, people were like, there's another party? Like, there have been more than two parties for probably longer than I've been alive, but nobody seems to realize it. Nobody seems to care. You know? Not nobody, but you know what I mean.
I do. Nobody understands you. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening, and nobody cares.
Atkinson has in the past campaigned to protect the public's rights to free speech and spent many years campaigning against legislation that made it an offense in the UK to incite religious hatred.
You know, he ought to go down to Speaker's Corner, where they're now prohibiting speech.
Yes, he should.
Yeah, which is therein, I believe.
Well, they'll probably club him, too.
During a 2012 video, he said that people must have the right to insult or offend, which,
indeed,
as a comedic personality, I agree with him wholeheartedly, if not wholeheartedly and a half heart to go along with it.
Bugger Allah.
All right. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Why did you move to the Shire?
I moved here to the Shire because there's other people around who take liberty just as seriously as I do.
I moved to the Shire because I saw videos of people challenging authority and thought that I could get support myself. It called to me, like, do this, right now.
I wanted to be around people like me who got it, and once I got here, I knew there was nowhere else that I wanted to be.
I've always wanted to change the world, so I moved to the Shire to join people who were actually working towards doing the same thing.
The people here are awesome, loving, and positive. It was for the adventure and for the feeling of something important is happening here, and I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
Visit ShireSociety.com to read and sign the Shire Society Declaration and learn the reasons why, if you love liberty, you should immigrate to the Shire. Plus, connect with others via the forum at ShireSociety.com. That's ShireSociety.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden and administration officials continue to push for a new stimulus package, and they're selling the bill to the public. They believe public support for the $1.9 trillion bill will lead to bipartisan support in Congress.
It has support of Republican mayors, Republican governors, but more importantly, it has support of 50% of Republicans in this country.
Biden's senior advisor, Cedric Richmond. The Republican support Richmond referring to is from a morning consult poll of around 1,000 registered Republicans. A massive winter storm is pummeling much of the United States as it makes its way across the country. The National Weather Service saying winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in place across more than 24 states from Texas to Maine. Things so cold in Texas, wind turbines are freezing up. This is USA Radio News. Border Patrol agents are being overwhelmed with the surge of migrants in parts of Texas and have had to restart catch-and-release policies, turning people loose into the United States as the first signs of a surge emerge under President Biden. Customs and Border Protection saying that a combination of relaxed Biden border policies, coronavirus restrictions on holding people, and deteriorating levels of cooperation from Mexico have left parts of the border in Texas unable to handle the surge. ICE is also canceling an operation that targets illegal immigrants with convictions for sex crimes. Former head of ICE, Tom Homan.
This isn't about public safety at all, because he says sex offenders are still a priority, but he hasn't done a thing about sanctuary cities. They're not going to honor ICE detainers. This is a false narrative to the American people.
The Lincoln Project's fundraising page has been shut down following multiple reports of sexual misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is the Monday night version of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can talk about whatever's on your mind. The 10 digits you need to get on the radio with us are 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Hey, it's Ian.
And the dentally intact nobody.
That's an inside joke for the chat room.
It sure is.
Go to chat.freetalklive.com.
In fact, one of my unwritten parodies was Quiet Riot's Metal Health. But it was going to be dental health.
Right? Ah, that would be a good one for Vermin Supreme's campaign.
Ooh, yeah.
He's pushing
mandatory
for
toothbrushing.
Mandatory
right.
Toothbrushing laws.
Huh.
Bang your head. Dental health will drive you mad.
Yeah, you get the idea. We've been talking about this article from Insider.com where the actor Rowan Atkinson, who's better known as Mr. Bean, is speaking out against cancel culture, and apparently he has a history of speaking out against anything that sort of hinders free speech. He's a very big free speech proponent. He has in the past campaigned to protect the public's right to free speech and spent many years campaigning against legislation, etc. and so on. During the same interview with Radio Times, Atkinson also revealed that he doesn't enjoy playing his classic Mr. Bean role. He says, "I don't much enjoy playing him. The weight of responsibility is not pleasant. I find it stressful and exhausting, and I look forward to the end of it."
The weight of responsibility.
Yeah. Well,
interesting.
I mean, when you're playing the same character for, what's it been, 40 years or something, man? He's 66, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you got to keep playing it the same way. Yeah. But, you know, it's not like the world's going to crash and burn if you don't.
He only has so much time, he wants to do other things.
Yeah. True. You know, he's been there, done that.
He's old.
Mm-hmm.
While we're talking about cancel culture, this from standard.co.uk. The war on words, how cancel culture is taking over the literary world.
Hmm.
Books pulled the last minute and staff threatening to strike because they disagree with J.K. Rowling. Katie Law reports on how publishing went woke.
See, start a publishing house.
It's easier than ever.
Dumper publisher.
Wow, that's a good idea.
It really is.
Self-publishing, I mean, is a sort of a thing these days.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hmm?
That's true. Is it like self-relating?
Self-publishing is one step, but then again, if they're counseling a lot of authors, then it no longer has to be self-publishing. You can, you know, get a whole stable of these canceled authors and sell to the people who aren't wussies.
I thought self-pub was just, you know, having your own bar in your house.
Hmm?
Self-pub was having your own bar in your house.
Yes, it's true.
Do you guys remember, was it Loom Panics, the old book company back in the day that used to sell, like, really crazy radical books, like, you know, how to kill somebody or how to make drugs and, you know, how to make a bomb.
I remember Paladin Press
is the one I remember as well. They had, I think they carried the Anarchist Cookbook for a short period of time.
Mm.
But they used to carry, like, how to make, you know, like, ninja-style weapons and stuff like that in your own home, you know, the smoke bombs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Loom Panics was another one. Wikipedia says they specialized in nonfiction, generally unconventional and controversial topics, drugs, weapons, anarchism, sex, conspiracy theories, and so on.
How come I've never heard
of this?
Sounds
like my Saturday night.
They sound wonderful.
Yeah, they used to have one of those, you know, catalogs they'd come out with the newspaper pages, like 100 pages long, just full of all kinds of weird, unusual books.
You know, I just today I'm like, man, I'm getting old. But like every now and again, something pops up. I'm like, how did I not know about this?
Paladin Press bought the rights to Loom Panics when they went out of business in 2006.
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow.
So now you know.
It all comes full circle.
Are they still around? Or is Paladin Press still a thing? Nope, defunct as of 2018.
Wow.
Oh. So I guess the world needs a good publisher.
Hmm. So this article from standard.co.uk. Who would have thought that in 2021, as cancel culture becomes the new norm, the effect on authors has been to plunge the literary world into a freedom of speech crisis? Author Lionel Shriver calls it a quasi-Soviet phenomenon. A writer says or writes something controversial on social media, in print, or on TV. The news breaks, the crowd bays for blood, the tide turns, and the writer is canceled, shunned, or left with a badly damaged reputation. In the past year, high-profile authors targeted include J.K. Rowling, Jordan Peterson, Jeanine Cummins, and Julie Burchill. And there are plenty more, many of whom we have never heard of. Some are deemed to have committed worse crimes than others, resulting in anything from mild censorship to accusations of insensitivity, cultural appropriation, misogyny, racism, or transphobia, while others have had their book contracts revoked, and writers must learn to navigate this moralistic new world.
How did everything become a phobia? I mean, you can disagree with somebody without being afraid of them.
You know, you're just anti-speech.
Yes.
You're afraid
I'm
of speech.
Speech phobic.
You're speech phobic, yeah. You're a literary phobic. I'm making up new words here.
You are.
I'm trying to anyway, but it's not going very well.
Yeah, yeah. Keep working on it, bro.
Okay.
I think people are taking this all way too seriously.
Oh,
and they're acting like this, oh my God, I lost my Twitter account. They're giving Twitter and Facebook and whatever publishers we're talking about here that might have canceled, say, J.K. Rowling or whoever, they're giving them too much power. You know, these are old models. Okay, publishing is an old model, just like newspapers are an old model. You know, these things are going to go away. Now, obviously, Twitter's
is an old model, but it would certainly change your life if suddenly Free Talk Live got canceled.
Well, radio is also having a tough time, and
it is,
if Free Talk Live gets canceled, then that's just how it is. You know, you gotta change. You've got to go on a different platform, create your own platform or whatever. People are taking it way too seriously. Look, I understand that Twitter is a newer platform, but it's more than a decade old now, you know, at this point. It's an old guard big tech company at this point.
Right.
And so all you got to do is just pivot, and you're better off pivoting beforehand. And don't give them this power, because what this leads to is like what we heard Chris Cantwell talking about, the racist Nazi guy, former host of the show we kicked off a long time ago.
We canceled him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He wanted the government to get involved. He wanted the government, and he's not the only one. There's people that want the government to come in and say, oh no, Twitter, oh no, Facebook, you have to allow people to have these opinions. You have to allow people to have an account. It's a public service now, not a private company. You know, that sort of thing.
The market will provide, and to that extent, it does. There are, I mean, probably what, hundreds of competing social medias? None of them as big as Facebook, of course, but
Are only two social medias that are covered by the mainstream media. The mainstream media talks about Twitter, and they talk about Facebook. Other platform they talk about is to say, it's evil and everyone on it is a white supremacist.
No, that's true.
Well, there's your clue that neither, none of those places are worth going to.
Well, that's true unless you want people to hear about you or read your work or you want to make a living.
Well, that's the mythology, at least. I beg to differ. I think that if you've got people who are getting taken down, that's probably some of the best publicity they've gotten in recent months or years. I mean, when those takedowns happen, people blow up about it.
Yep.
Now, there's probably some people who don't have a large audience to blow up about, but there's some benefits to getting taken down from these sites, and that is, if you can pivot, you can, you know, bring some people into a new platform that you have control of.
Yeah, that's true. 603-283-6160. Coming up, a Nevada bill would allow tech companies to create governments?
Only tech companies?
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us on the air. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. And isn't Bitcoin Cash seeing a big spike right about now?
A lot of altcoins, as they call them, things that are not the original Bitcoin BTC, have been spiking, including Dash and Bitcoin Cash and Stellar Lumens.
Went up like 14% 2 days ago and another 10% yesterday. It was...
And that FIO token that I got in the Edge wallet has spiked as well.
That's
all over the place.
That's always going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, but it's been going up, and like I'm finally in the.
Have some of it? Because I don't have any of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of it at like 8 cents or something.
What is it now?
Like 15.
Okay.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of these things are going to go up against the dollar. I mean, it's just a guarantee, almost a guarantee at least, because they're going to keep printing the dollars.
I sure
but the
so.
Important thing is that they go up against Bitcoin, because Bitcoin has become a scam, and it needs to be put in its place, because it can only do 7 transactions a second. And I keep saying that, because... I mean, that was my first thought when you told me about Bitcoin years ago in like 2012. You said, the blocks are every 10 minutes. And I said, every 10 minutes?
Yes.
And you said there's a certain size. So I said, how many transactions can it do? And you said, I think it can do 7 transactions a second. And I said, 7 transactions a second? That's nothing.
Yeah.
You know. And it's still there a decade later. But luckily, there's 10,000 other cryptocurrencies, all of which can do more than 7 transactions per second.
Well, and here in Keene, where I like to say we live in the future, because we can do things like pay for our dinner, you know, go to a convenience store, have our car fixed, and pay with cryptocurrency.
I did all of those things like within the last week here.
And we don't even have to pay a $30 fee to pay for our breakfast.
Because we use stuff like BCH or Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and, you know, some others as well.
Anything not BTC.
Right.
Or ETH.
Before the break, I teased an article about a Nevada bill that will allow tech companies to possibly create governments. But I wanted to just wrap up, because I didn't make the point of this article, which is that the author of this article says, almost everyone I spoke to for this article, and this is about cancel culture and publishers specifically, almost everyone I spoke to for this article was nervous about expressing their views openly while publishers were not prepared to talk on the record. What does that tell us?
It's tells
that they should have interviewed me. I'll talk on the record. I have no... F's.
It tells us that people are a bunch of cowards.
Yeah.
I mean, by and large, they are just chicken ass about what other people are going to think about what they think. And it's stupid.
I agree.
It's
well,
a shame.
People like having careers, though. I mean, it's important. You spend a lot of time building.
Hey, if you're willing to sell out for a career, then go right ahead. There's money to be made.
There's
kinds of careers. Yeah, all kinds of them. New Hampshire's got all kinds of places hiring right now, for instance. You could go work for the defense industry and probably make a bunch of money.
I could.
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of jobs
and
out there.
And I could leave back doors and booby prizes in their code. Now that I've said that, of course, I won't get hired.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know. You just wanted to say booby on the air. It's fine. This article from MyNews4.com out of Nevada. Nevada bill would allow tech companies to create governments.
What? And this is just a bill.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes, it's only a bill.
It's not
and
quite
it's
yet
sitting
on
there on Capitol Hill.
No, it hasn't made it to Capitol Hill yet.
No. This is Nevada.
Yeah. Planned legislation to establish new business areas in Nevada would allow technology companies to effectively form separate local governments. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak... Is that like Sizzoline? S-I-S-O-L-A-K.
We're bringing back the company town, boys.
That's right. He announced a plan to launch so-called innovation zones in Nevada to jumpstart the state's economy by attracting technology firms.
But think about it. Okay, say that McKay, the guy who ran Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Who's a libertarian. Or supposedly Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle. Is a libertarian. What if one of them starts a company town and their idea of being a government is don't?
Well, great.
That
I know
could
that's
be
what,
a wonderful thing.
That's what our co-host Mark Edge has been doing, trying to go around the world. And
What's the guy? Keep Key, Shapeshift, Eric Voorhees. Thank you.
Yeah.
What if he, you know, he claims to be a libertarian still?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you know,
could be.
So. Well, hey, you know, this
Elon
is...
Elon Musk, he could be a libertarian while being on welfare.
Surely that's all going to be possible under this Democrat governor's control.
Surely. Did you call me Shirley?
No.
Oh, okay.
Shirley, you just.
Yeah.
Did you just call me Shirley?
I did.
All right. It's about time somebody did.
Anytime, Shirley.
The zones would permit companies with large areas of land to form governments carrying the same authority as counties, including the ability to impose taxes, form school districts and courts, and provide government services. So perhaps we could see something that resembles a crypto nation arise out
of this.
It's
possible.
Where, you know,
we need to start one of these in New Hampshire.
Indeed. Where you know, you only pay for the amount of government services that you deem are necessary for yourself and or your family. Not everything which is imposed upon you by politicians who say so.
Yeah. And if you want to impose something on somebody else, pay for it.
Right.
Every dime that it costs, you pay for. Nobody, none of these people. I do that to the anti-abortion people all the time. It's like, well, I'm not going to pay for your laws. So, are you going to shell out your own money to pay for it? Are you going to go to war and with these people and shed your own blood?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, no, I don't think so. And I'm like, well, all right then, shut up.
End of argument. Bam. Mic drop. No, please don't do any mic dropping. I really hate the term mic drop because obviously anybody who's ever dropped a microphone has never purchased a microphone. Mm.
Well, either that or they have enough money that
doesn't to not
matter
care, right?
If they like, don't care. Or maybe it's not their microphone. The first mic drop I can think of. That the first time I remember seeing it was when they were giving some girl a Grammy or an Emmy or something, and some guy came up on stage and he was all irate about it. Who was that?
Do you remember? I don't remember that. Yeah.
Okay, it was a race thing. They thought he thought they should have given it to a black person for some reason. I don't know why.
I have the same problem with the rock stars who smash guitars on stage.
Like to who?
Yes.
Just because it pains you to see a good guitar get smashed?
Yeah, I mean, now, some people will use, you know, sort of a broken guitar or, you know, a guitar that's, you know, no longer worth anything, you know, that the roadie will hand them.
This, right,
you know,
yeah, they'll change it out.
Yeah, this sort of stand-in stunt guitar, you know what I mean, where it's all, like, perforated already to break apart easily and stuff like that. But, you know, and that's just taking showmanship to a different level. But if it's the guitar the dude has been playing, and it's a nice guitar, it's a name brand, it's a neck through, it's, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, for a regular guy to buy, and then they smash it on stage, I'm like, why? Right, I have a little moment of mourning at that point because it's sad. Anyway, this measure to further economic development with the alternative form of local government has not been introduced to the legislature just yet.
But it's being pitched by the governor?
Yeah.
Wow.
Governor Steve Sisolak. I'm butchering his name. But, you know, 603-283-6160. More on this coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store to...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.